Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And as I promised you, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Sarvati is with us. As you know, Jerry's been with us before. He's been pursuing an incredible undertaking, one which I, knowing a little bit about construction, I don't envy him too much for that, but knowing what he's doing, I do envy him. Jerry Sarvati, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. And of course, folks, as I told you earlier, Jerry is in Scotland, even as we speak. And I want to read a little paragraph, folks. This is from an article about Jerry and what he's doing in a magazine called Life and Leisure. The pursuit of golf has led Jerry Sarvati to its birthplace, the hallowed hearth and heath and heather of Scotland, not just for a round at the old course of St. Andrews or Muirfield, but to build a new and equally dramatic golf course. His new Renaissance Club sits like a diamond among the ancient gems of Scottish golf. Jerry, those are pretty powerful words.
Yeah, we think we've come a long way in a really, really short period of time, so we're very pleased. It's almost hard to believe that in 11 short months since we planted the first seed of grass, we've been able to play for the last 10 days. It's really incredible.
Well, that's great. How do the greens look?
The greens are just fabulous. I mean, the hardest part of getting a golf course to grow in is getting the greens to the point where they're puttable and, you know, flat enough that they roll right without bouncing. And we've been very, very fortunate. Our green staff has just been wonderful. And we had quite a bit of rain, as most people have heard about the U.K. We didn't have as much as they've had, you know, down south. But we've had adequate amounts of rain, and it's just spectacular. We're very pleased.
Well, I'm excited for you. And, folks, as some of you know, you've heard Jerry on the show before. We've been tracking with Jerry. I think this may be the third or fourth time you've been on the show, Jerry, over the last couple of years, talking about you were making the plans for the course, and you've kind of filled us in a little bit on some of the challenges that you had and dealing with some of the issues over there and some of the comparisons to doing business in Scotland compared to doing business in the U.S. But this week, the course is basically open. I mean, it is open. I don't know if it's open to the public, but I know you got people playing on the course. Some of the stakeholders, at least. But
correct.
You had media day on Tuesday, didn't you?
We sure did. We had the entire crew from ABC, ESPN here playing golf and viewing the course, and we had several others from TNT, and it's just been a fabulous week. We've been able to preview it to the point where, you know, people could actually play. I mean, we're not done completely with the construction.
Yeah.
The bunkers, about half of the bunkers still don't have sand in them, but it was enough of an exposure that we could, you know, actually let people play. So it's just been a fabulous week. And as you know, Jim, right next door, the British Senior Open is ongoing at Muirfield.
Even as we speak.
Even as we speak. I'll give you a little update. Faldo birdied 3, 4, and 5 this morning, and
wow,
I think he's among the leaders in his first tournament as a senior.
How about that? Yeah, I remember him as the machine back when he was number one in the world.
Yeah, he sure is.
For
a couple of years.
Yeah, he's gonna have some influence on the senior tour. There's no question about that. Yeah, but there's literally a wall, folks. You've heard of Muirfield. Those of you who know anything about golf, you've heard of Muirfield. It's part of the rotation of the Open, isn't it, Jerry?
Yes, it is. It's part of the rotation.
It's literally a wall. There's a literally, if I'm not mistaken, Jerry, there's a wall between you and Muirfield.
Yes, there's an old, centuries-old stone wall between the properties, and we look right over the wall, and they look at us. It's just an exciting time.
So you don't have to buy a ticket then. You just go sit on the wall and look over at them, right, Jerry?
Yeah, we could do that, but we're not that presumptuous. We buy tickets like everybody else.
Now the coverage, the ABC and the TNT coverage, did they do some reporting? Are they going to be airing some coverage on the golf course?
I'm sure if you watch it this weekend, you'll probably hear it mentioned a few times. The Renaissance Club will be mentioned. We just had a great week. We also had an ABC crew from Houston come and do some shooting, and they're gonna air a special in October when it's close to the Administaff Small Business Classic, which is, you know,
right,
my brother's company.
Of course, yes. Yeah, in fact, this will be my fourth year to be at that club, and I mean at that tournament in broadcasting. I mean, it's a small business golf. It's a small business tournament, for goodness sake. Why wouldn't I be there, right? Jerry Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen, he's at the Renaissance Club at Archerfield in Scotland, just literally a stone's throw from your field and about a hop, skip, and a jump from the old course. And he's talking to us about what he's doing over there, building this golf course in Scotland. We got more to come after these messages. 20 till. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, the show, which we update all of the links to the interviews every day. And you can listen to each interview individually, all by itself, within an hour after I go off the air live. And of course, all the shows previously, yesterday's show and the day before, and all the way back to 1999, we've been archiving the show since then. And of course, you can take fair use possession of them. We'll actually allow you to download them and put them onto your iPod, burn them onto a CD, and use them to your advantage. So I hope you'll check that out. And of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is a little bit different site than maybe you've seen before. You might want to go check it out just out of curiosity. You can go there and ask a question and get answers on your small business. Any small business question you have, we'll try to answer for you. We'll do our best. And in fact, we've got thousands there that are ready to be answered right now, to answers that are ready for you. So check it out and use it to your advantage. That's AskJim.biz. Jerry Sarvati is with us. He's our good friend. He's executive on the executive committee developing the Renaissance Club. He's the main guy, the general partner at the Renaissance Club at Archerfield, which is wedged between hard by to Muirfield and just a little bit south of the old course. But he's certainly, Jerry, you are certainly, in terms of golf, you are on hallowed ground, aren't you?
We sure are. It is one of a very unusual place. Within where I'm sitting right this minute here in East Lothian, Scotland, there are 22 golf courses in a 7-mile radius.
And how old are? And some of them go all the way back to the birth, don't they?
Well, I just was fortunate enough to play in one of the 175th anniversary of the North Berwick Golf Club.
Wow.
In North Berwick, Scotland, in June. It was a fabulous event.
Wow. You know, I don't envy too many people, Jerry. I've got a pretty good life, but you're starting to really work on me a little bit here.
Well,
getting
we're
to play all these cool places, building. I mean, you know how many Americans get to go to Scotland and build a golf course on, especially in as cool a place as where you are. I mean, that's got to be like one of the rarest jobs in the world.
Well, it sure is, and every time I just said to my wife the other day, I kind of pinch myself right now because, you know, for so many years with all the planning and the research that I was doing about the business aspects of what we're trying to accomplish here, it sort of pinched myself right now and say, you know, here, it's actually here right now. We can actually see the green grass and the rolling little knolls and nicks and nannies. It's just wonderful.
Well, I remember 2 years ago when we, or so maybe 2 or 3 years ago when we first met, you had your drawings, It was basically, I think you may had options on the land. You had drawings on paper, and it was a gleam in your eye. And I remember talking about it, you know, and I said, you know, we gotta track this. We got to keep following this and see how he does. And, of course, it's come to pass. You got a golf course. People are playing on it. And you got some construction going on, too, don't you?
We sure do. We're in the middle of construction. We've just received our building, they call them building warrants, which is a building permit over here, to construct 8 lodge buildings that will, you know, be used for accommodations for our members and guests here on the site. And one of them is under construction. It's going to be completed by January.
What are the differences? And that'll be 15 lodges?
15 lodge rooms.
Yeah.
And it's quite a interesting project because the construction aspects here are a bit different than we are used to in the States.
Tell us about the differences.
Well, one of the big differences is because of the environment they're out here, it's double concrete block wall construction. So they actually put up a block wall and then they a little space of air and then double it up, and really unusual type of construction.
Wow.
So
they got some serious wind up
time.
There, don't they?
They sure do. Very exciting times.
What about the clubhouse?
Well, the clubhouse is probably a couple years away. It's more of a situation where, you know, we're letting the membership build, and we get the membership built up, then the clubhouse needs come along. That's when we'll get to that stage.
You don't need to build a clubhouse until you get the members who can use it, right?
That's exactly
right. Which
right.
I know you have members right now, but how would people find out more about becoming a member?
Well, if you wanted to become a member, you could. The easiest way would be to go to our website and www.trcaa.com and contact us with there, and we would send you the membership information.
trcaa.com.
trcaa.com. That's it.
And that stands for the Renaissance Club at Archer Field.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. And trcaa. .com. So check that out, folks. I mean, this is, and you know, Jerry, I'm trying to think of where somebody would have an opportunity to buy into, you know, to join a brand new club in Scotland. I don't know, you know, especially in as cool a location as that is. I mean, you're next door to Muirfield, you're next door to the Old Course, you're an hour away from Carnoustie, it's a pretty good location, isn't it?
It's a pretty special place. It sure is.
Remind us about the issues that you had with the royal and ancient folks up there, the people who are in charge of the antiquities.
Yes, we had as part of any type of development here in Scotland, and for that matter the entire UK, you go through an archaeological review, and they actually dug trenches through all the parts of the green sites and the tea sites, and we had a particular situation that happened, which now is on our 17th hole, where they uncovered a medieval, they think it was in the 13th century, a medieval village.
Wow.
And it was quite an interesting time.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to tell us a little bit more about that right after these messages. This is the kind of fun you have, folks, when you build a golf course in Scotland. Jerry Sarvati is the general partner of the Renaissance Club at Archer Field in Scotland. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day.
We're back. It's 7 till on Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jerry Sarvati. Jerry is the general partner and the driving force behind the brand new golf course in the Hallard Golf Ground of Scotland. He's there at the Renaissance Club at Archer Field, which is just literally a stone's throw from Muirfield and a hop, skip, and a jump from the Old Course and an hour or so from Carnoustie. Just golf history, golf fables, golf lore, golf everything all around him there. The origin of golf, folks, right there right there where Jerry is, actually. Jerry, you were telling us about this, what they think is a 13th century village that you found on what is now the 17th hole.
Yes, it was discovered as part of the process, and the archaeological team came in and did a dig and exposed the parts of the medieval village that they discovered and documented everything, and had an opening day. 733 people showed up to look at this medieval village, and then we covered it up and built the golf hole.
Wow. When they found it, did your heart stop? Did you think they're going to, you know, this is all over, I'll have to move the golf course?
Well, there was some concern about what we do, but we had some discussions with them before. We knew, you know, you have a responsibility as a developer to allow them to do the job that's part and parcel to,
right,
you know, their daily life, which is an evaluating process. And,
right,
and fortunately, we compromised with them and were patient. It took them about 12 or 13 weeks to complete their work. But we worked around it, and it didn't hold us up, and in the end, it all worked out.
Well, it sounds like you had the, I'm not the least bit surprised at you, Jerry, now that I know you, that you had the right attitude. You wanted to do the right thing. You knew you knew going in you were in unhallowed ground. You were on ancient ground in terms of humanity that came up over there, and the history, the wonderful history, which is part of the lure of what you're doing over there. I mean, you've got to be conscious of and sensitive to and respectful of all that, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, the traditions and the history of golf, you know, go back for hundreds of years, and it's all a part. It's really a part of the fabric of life in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell a short story that one time in a very, very cool February day, I drove out to a local golf course here to play myself, and it must have been about 43 Fahrenheit. Two little old ladies, about 75 years old, come out there digging out of their trunk, pulling out their clubs. It was incredible.
Well, and I love what they say about the wind over there. They say, nay wind, nay golf.
That's it.
And of course, when you watch the British Open, the Open, I should say, they don't like to say the British Open, the Open last week, you saw, here it is in the middle of July, and you got people wearing sweaters and stocking caps, you know?
Oh, absolutely. When the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to come, it's time to be prepared to cover up.
Cover up, yeah, exactly. Okay, so you had your media day this week. You had all the networks over there covering. Congratulations on that. That must have been a great feeling to get that scheduled and accomplished. How about some of the players from the both tours, actually, the regular tour and the Champions Tour? Did they drop by?
Well, absolutely. You know, I mentioned earlier that the British Senior Open is actually ongoing as we speak right this minute, right next door at Murrayfield. And earlier in the week, we had Ben Crenshaw and Jay Haas and D.A. Weibring and John Mahaffey over for a site visit, and actually a couple of them played.
Well, good.
There'll be a few more this afternoon. Lauren Roberts is coming over this afternoon.
Good. Well, you get those guys talking about your golf course, and you'll get some real good PR out of that. So what's next, Jerry? We got about a minute. What are the next steps for you over there?
Well, the next step, very briefly, is to, you know, we're working on the facilities construction. We'll have the one lodge complete, and then build another one, and then the opening, which is next April, the actual full time opening. We expect to open beginning April 1 and be open for the year. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, I hope I can get over there, maybe if not between now and then, maybe by then I can get over and visit you. Maybe we can even broadcast the show from over there. I'd love to be able to do that. But people can go, and you're still accepting memberships, right?
Absolutely. Accepting memberships, looking for the passionate people about golf who really want to be a part of something we believe is very special.
Give us that website again.
That website, www.trcaa.com.
TRCAA.com. Folks, it's called the Renaissance Club at Archer Field. And by the way, the May issue of Life and Leisure. You can read about this. It's a great article, by the way. Congratulations on that. And there have been other articles written about this in other golf magazines and leisure magazines. So, Jerry, congratulations on the great success over there at the Renaissance Club.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you so much to all your listeners.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Be careful over there. I'll see you in October at the Small Business Classic.
You got it, Jim. Take care.
Jim.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.